A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. The astrophysicist John Hillman once said, "The way we imagine our lives is the way we are going to go on living our lives." When I came across this quote last week, it captured my imagination. As I reflected on it, I realized the truth in this statement. If we imagine ourselves as a people who are limited and confined, then such will be our lives. If, however, we imagine the possibilities before us, then our lives have the potential of being quite transformative for ourselves and for the world. The gift of the imagination is perhaps one of the greatest blessings we humans have been given. It allows us to think broadly, out of the box, as they say, and to respond to questions like, "What if this? Why not that?" Or, "Could it be?" Because of imagination, we have witnessed the invention of such things as the automobile, the telephone, the computer, people being sent into space and walking on the moon, recent findings in science and medicine. Imagination has called us beyond the supposed limits of ourselves, and as a result, we see a glimpse of our potential. Imagination is also critical in the art of storytelling. From ancient bards to contemporary writers, the tellers of stories know how to weave words together such that their listeners are captured. Jesus understood this in the stories he told, often drawing his listeners into an awareness of their transformative potential, of who they were called to be as the people of God. For it was and is in the imagination that the realm of possibility is conceived and faith and belief are born. On this most wondrous of nights, we gather around the sacred fire to hear the stories of faith of God's enduring love. And in their proclamation, we are invited to enter into the world of what can be, and in truth, what is. The stories of faith we hear tonight culminate in the gospel story of the resurrection of Jesus. In the passage provided for us tonight, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, were bringing spices to anoint the body of Jesus. Perhaps they were wondering, imagining, what their lives would be like now that Jesus was dead. More than likely, they imagined that they would return to their old lives, to the old ways of doing and being. But then their limited expectations were shattered as they found the tomb empty and encountered the young man clothed in white. "Do not be amazed," he said to them. "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here." Suddenly, their imaginations take hold in the possibility of what had been foretold. "Could it be?" they may have wondered. Then the angel sent them, "Go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." In the original ending of Mark's Gospel, the women flee from the tomb, seized with trembling and bewilderment, and they say nothing to anyone because they are afraid. If such had been the only gospel and the only ending, we would most likely not be here tonight. For such is what happens when we allow ourselves to be consumed and held back by fear, anger, insecurity, violence, trepidation, anxiety, and even others' opinions. But with Mark's longer ending and other gospel narratives, we know the stories of the encounters with Jesus, the risen one. They are the stories of faith that have captured the imagination of countless believers and have strengthened disciples down through the ages in their efforts to be the people God called them to be. They are the stories that have continued to influence new followers of Jesus, like those whom we welcome into the midst of the faith community this night, individuals whose imaginations have been captured by the life of Jesus as witnessed in the lives of believers and disciples today. The resurrection isn't some event of yesteryear and reserved only for the future. It is an encounter of faith that we step into in the way we choose to imagine our lives day by day, even moment by moment. It is the promise that will be fulfilled on the other side of eternity, but has been conceived and birthed on this side of eternity. Therefore, we who are believers have a choice to make, for the way we imagine our lives is the way we will go on living our lives. Will we imagine our lives as limited and confined, thereby choosing to live in fear and darkness as a people unloved, unforgiven, enslaved to our sin? Or will we imagine our lives as people of the resurrection, boundless and transformed by the saving life and love of God in Jesus Christ? On this night of vigil, let us take a moment to consider what we would be like if we truly lived into the belief of being forgiven, loved, and saved by God. Imagine our lives as ones that are filled with the promise of resurrection. Imagine what it means to live into our calling as an Easter people, a people of life and love, of peace and hope. To imagine our lives in such a way is to imagine the transforming potential within each one of us. On this night of vigil, let us take a moment to consider what our world would be like if we truly lived into the belief that we are loved so much that God chose to share in our humanity, in our life, in and through Jesus. And imagine that God loves us so much that we are called to share in God's divinity, in God's life, in and through Jesus. To imagine our lives in such a way is to imagine that Jesus Christ has turned the world right side up rather than upside down, as our brother Albert Nolan wrote. Such an awareness calls us, impels us, to live differently, with courage and conviction, with love and forgiveness, with healing and hope, the newness of life that is ours because of our baptism into Christ Jesus. The way we imagine our lives is the way we are going to go on living our lives. Tonight's celebration calls us, as a people of faith, to imagine our lives as an Easter people, as a people of the resurrection, living into our transformative potential and proclaiming in every action and every word that Jesus Christ is risen, risen indeed.